Fiat. June 10th, 1935. Rain of love that our Lord pours upon the creature from within the created things, and how he bilocates in her and sees himself matched in his love. I was doing my round in the acts of the divine will. But while I was doing this, I felt a rain of acts of love pouring upon me from my sweet Jesus. So, as I went round in the sun, in the heavens, in the wind, and in all other created things, so did a multiplicity of acts of love pour upon me. To be loved by God is the greatest happiness. It is the most beautiful glory that can be found in heaven and on earth. And I too felt the extreme need to love him. And oh, how I would like to be Jesus himself, so that I too can make for him my reign of love. But no, I felt the great distance. Because in him it was real works that were made, while I, poor little one, had to make use of his works in order to tell him that I loved him. So, all my love was reduced to the will. And because of this, I felt afflicted, for I was not loving him as Jesus could love me. But while I was thinking about this, my highest good, and Jesus, with an indescribable love and goodness, told me, "My blessed daughter, do not afflict yourself. Don't you know that I have the power to remedy everything and to let myself be matched in love by the creature? When it is about her wanting to love me, I never render her discontent, because love is one of my passions. And do you know what I do to make one who loves me content? I bilocate myself and take my place in each created thing, and I pour love upon her. Then I take my place in the creature, and I give her the virtue of pouring her love upon me. She makes the love I give her her own, and by right she can give it to me as if it were her own. And I feel the contentment that she loves me as I have loved her. And even though I know it is my own, I don't care about this. I'm not stingy. But I care about whether, in her will, she wants to love me as I love her. And if she could, she would do what I have done for her. This is enough for me. And I am happy to be able to say to her, 'You have loved me as I have loved you.' Moreover, you must know that I created the whole universe to give it as gift to the creature. And I remained inside each created thing, pouring love upon her. Now, with one who recognizes this gift as a great love from her creator, the gift is hers. The reign of our love is her own. Therefore, in giving it back to us, she loves us with her whole being, and we feel matched in love by the creature and conquered by her love. And we give it back to her again to find the continuous exchange of our love and of hers. And if you knew how happy I am and how my love is wounded in hearing you repeat that you want to love me. And you love me in each created thing. You love me in my conception, in my birth, in each of my baby tears. I feel them pearled with your love. Each pain, each drop of my blood, I feel the life of your love. And I, to repay you, in each thing I did during my life down here, I do nothing other than form rain of love for you. Oh, if you could see how much love I pour upon you. It is such and so great that taken by the folly of my own love, I embrace and kiss my love in you. And in seeing that you feel my embraces and my kisses, how happy I am. And I await yours to be repaid and requited of so much love. Then I continued my abandonment in the supreme volition and was going around within the expanse of the heavens, which serves as pavement and footstool of the celestial fatherland and as vault for the pilgrims down here. It seemed to me that that azure vault performed a double office. It served as a sumptuous pavement for the blessed and as a royal vault for the pilgrim souls, unifying one and the other together, so that one might be the will and the love of all. Therefore, prostrating myself together with the heavens, I call those up there and those from the earth to adore my Creator, prostrating ourselves all together, so that one might be the adoration, the will, the love of all. Then, while I was doing this, my sweet Jesus added, "My daughter, the first duty of the creature is to adore the one who created her. The first act that says sanctity is duty. Duty calls for order, and order gives rise to the most beautiful harmony between creator and creature. Harmony of will, harmony of love, of manners, and of imitation. Duty is the substance of sanctity. And since all created things possess and hold as though by nature the imprint of true adoration, the creature, united with them, can pay the most perfect adoration to the one who created her. So, each created thing is a profound adoration that they send to He who created them. And the creature, uniting together by virtue of our will, places them all in adoration, giving to God the duty of each one. And rising above all, she brings us everyone and comes to palpitate in our heartbeat and to breathe in our breath. Oh, how sweet and pleasing is this heartbeat and breath within our own. And we, in exchange, palpitate in her heart and breathe within her breath, giving her the divine heartbeat and breath as life, inheritance and growth of our Supreme Being in her. And here is how, with the duty of adoration, arises the first duty of the act of creation, that of giving life to her Creator within her soul, giving Him the dominion, the freedom to be formed, to palpitate and breathe, filling her with love, so that I can say by deeds, this creature is the bearer of her Creator, and she lets me do whatever I want, so much so that I possess her heartbeat. She has nothing of her own. What is hers is mine, and what is mine is hers. I hold my place of love in her, and she holds her place of honor within mine. Hence, heaven and earth exchange the kiss of peace and of permanent union."